Everyone is searching for answers. Everyone is searching for answers. Who am I? Why am I here? What am I supposed to be doing? What is going to happen to me? Do I have a special destiny? These and many more questions haunt our thoughts, and many of the answers can be found in the secret behind the day of your birth. Your birthday identifies you as one of the 52 cards in the deck, which in turn reveals many things about you and your life. Stay tuned today as we explore your destiny with me, Robert Lee Camp. This might be your date with destiny.
Good evening, everybody. This is Robert Lee Camp, and welcome. Welcome to the Mr. Destiny radio show. Hope you're having a good day so far. It's Monday. It's that old back-to-work Monday for most people. I guess it is for me, too, because I pretty much take off on the weekends. I do work on Saturdays sometimes, and I've been known to work on Sundays, but because I'm self-employed, but not so much anymore. I tend to do other fun things on the weekends. Hope you had fun. Hope you're enjoying being back. For those of you who are new to the show tonight, we have a little talk here in the beginning. Some fun and interesting ideas are shared. And then around 7:30 Pacific time, about a half hour from now, sometimes earlier, but sometime around then, we open up the phone lines and you can call in. And I'll be using the system that my books are about, which is called, really the system doesn't actually have a name, but we call it Cards of Your Destiny. And I can answer all sorts of interesting questions that you might have. This system is highly accurate. It's probably the most accurate system out there that can be learned very quickly. I mean, astrology can be super accurate too, but it might take you 10 years of study of astrology to get the accuracy that you can get with this system in a matter of hours. So this is why we're so excited to be here and share this with everybody. And so I'll be doing readings. You'll be able to call up, give your birthday, and ask a question about anything that's on your mind, and I will take a look and see what I can tell you. Some of you ask kind of silly questions that take more common sense than cards to really understand, but we do our best in spite of that. So we start out today by talking about the date today, and it's June 16th. And today is one of the few birthdays of the year that's what I call double diamond. Both cards that rule today are diamonds. And today is an ace of diamonds with a queen of diamonds ruling card. And these happen to be my two cards in reverse. My birthday, July 3rd, is a queen of diamonds with an ace of diamonds ruling card. So either way, you have a double diamond. People who are double diamonds, and I just did a reading for a lady today who's a double. She's a five of diamonds, nine of diamonds. For those of us who are all diamond like this, life is about value. It's all about our worth. And ace of diamonds, more than any other card, I think, they measure their worth in how well they do at work, how much money they make. The actual card, ace of diamonds, means desire for money. Desire for wealth, but really it's desire for work that makes money, because an ace of diamonds person wants to know that they can do it themselves. They pride themselves in being able to do something themselves. If you have a son or daughter born today, they won't let you help them very much. They're not going to let you help them do things. They're going to want to do it themselves. They're going to want to make their own mistakes. We have some famous people born today, not as many as some other birthdays. We have author Eric Segal. We have musician Tupac Shakur. Actress Joan Van Ark. And let's see. We have Stan Laurel of Laurel and Hardy. We also have, I thought there was somebody else who was it. No, Stan Laurel. Actress Laurie Metcalf. Let's see. Little Caesar. Oh, Little Caesar. Is that actually a person? I guess a musician. Anyway, not that many people that I actually know, just a few. But people today are very ambitious, and because of the queen, they have a lot of pride. This will be a card where the men will cheat constantly. It sometimes takes some Ace of Diamonds men a little while to realize their nature. They don't get it at first. So they'll get married once or twice. Then they'll finally realize, man, that's just not for me. And then they will go and have lots of girlfriends. That's Ace of Diamonds, especially with the Queen of Diamonds ruling card. Kind of a challenging day to be born for relationships. Well, not really. It's not challenging from their point of view. They're having a good time. But it's challenging from the sense that they're not really going to probably have a deep, deep love of their life kind of thing. They're going to have many loves, more like. So, no further announcements tonight. There will be some soon. We're working on lovecardsdating.com. That's coming along really well. We're going to have that up and running in August sometime. Love Cards Dating, which will be a website where you can go and find people that are compatible to you based on this work. And I'll be having a lot of input into this site so that it's really accurate and real interesting and fun to use. So we're going to have a sign-up sheet soon on that site, lovecardsdating.com. We're going to have some kind of sign-up sheet so you can get the first one to use it. And there will be a free membership for at least a month and maybe longer in the very beginning. So without further ado, I'm going to move into our topic. It's about the past, the present, and the future. And there's a famous quotation by Eleanor Roosevelt. You might have heard it. I was watching Kung Fu Panda. Kung Fu Panda was great. If you haven't seen it, it's a lot of fun. I think I was crying. I was laughing so hard about three or four times during the movie, and it was such a sweet movie, such a positive messages for young people as well. So they use the guru, the old turtle. He used this quote of Eleanor Roosevelt's: yesterday is history. Tomorrow is a mystery. Today is a gift. That's why we call it the present. That's by Eleanor Roosevelt. So that pretty much says it all. But there's a lot more to say, in a sense. I mean, if you fully understood that, yesterday is history, tomorrow is a mystery, it would be enlightening, to say the least. You know, I was thinking today as I was walking this morning, hiking in the woods, how easy it is to feel, at my age, I'm almost 55, to feel burdened by my past. And, you know, each of us has our story. Like, if you just go around and meet people, most of us, when we first meet somebody or get to know them, we start to share our story, our stories, actually. But they're all part of this one major thing called the story, which is basically sort of regurgitation of our past. And, you know, as I think about my story and my past, I feel burdened by it, and I feel like it kind of weighs me down. I was thinking, like, when I was young, you know, when you're 17, 18, 20, 25, you don't have much past to burden you down. You don't have a lot of regrets, a lot of, you know, past experiences that are weighing on you. But when you get to be in your 50s or even late 40s, you start to really think about, I think it's a natural process to think back and think, wow, I could have done this much better. We tend to make a lot of mistakes in our 20s and 30s. Then we get older, we start to look back. What we call mistakes, anyway. At any rate, some of us more than others can be very burdened by the past, by what we think about what happened to us. Regrets. There can be regrets. There can be sorrow. There can be anger. There can be sort of a feeling of being a victim. And there can be a sense of made a lot of mistakes. And the past will never be again. It's really funny. You know, the past is never really going to happen again, and yet we hang on to it. We hang on to the past for a long. And the older we get, the more past we have, and the more we seem to be burdened by our past. And you can see people that look terribly burdened by their past. As a matter of fact, Eckhart Tolle says that, you know, the more past that you have as a burden, you get older faster. It accelerates the aging process. So, you know, living in the past makes us get older faster than we normally would. And it's that burden thing from the past. And if you think about people you've met who are burdened by their past, you can tell they look burdened. They look tired. They look unhappy. You know, we all have memories of our past. All of us do. And yet this past that we remember is not real. And this is like the mystery. This is like the mystery of life. The past does not exist. It can never exist because it's all it is a concept in our mind. It's a mental impression. It's a recorded mental image. That's all that it is. If you look at right now, if you're sitting here thinking about your past, what are you doing? All you're doing is just going through your mental data bank and looking at impressions from the past, impressions of events and experiences. And what's really amazing is these impressions are rarely even close to being accurate. Most of them are highly tainted by the way we interpreted them at the time they happened. So here we have all these impressions that we think are true, and yet they were already filtered through our filters at the time, and then over time they've even become more filtered and they become more distorted. So I think that by a certain time they are so far from anything that even was the truth that it's ridiculous. So basically this past that we live in is us going into our mind in the present, going into our mind and projecting these images on the screen, just like a TV, like turning on a television or a movie of events. And yet these images are grossly distorted, highly inaccurate, and in most cases just serve the purpose of making us feel bad. Now, there can be pleasurable memories, don't get me wrong. There can be memories that are pleasurable, and you can relive those. But why would you? Why would you even go to the past? Why would you want to go in the past? Why would anyone want to go to the past? Well, I think for the same reason that we would go into the future. The thing about the past is we can never go back. We can never go back. We can never experience what we experienced before. Even if our memory of the past was accurate, there's no way you can live in the past. It's impossible. You can try to recreate the past. And many of us do try to recreate. As a matter of fact, unconsciously, we recreate the past a lot by marrying people that are very much like our mother or father. You can say in that sense we are reliving our past. But we can't really go back and relive events in our life. A lot of Hollywood movies have been about going back into the past and making things right and so forth and so on. It's really popular in Hollywood, which is ruled by Neptune. It's all illusion. It's not really true. Now, let's talk about the future for a minute. The future is another mental thing. It's a concept. It's not real. It's a projection. It's an imagined concept. That's what the future is. It doesn't really exist. You cannot be in the future. You cannot be in the past, and you cannot be in the future. None of us can. All these past and future are nothing but mental projections. Now, the interesting thing about the future is the more we stay in the future, the more stress we create in our life. The stress is because we cannot be in that. We can't be in that place. It's like we're saying, oh, my mind is saying I want to be here, but I can't be there. I can only be here. So, for example, a common example that Eckhart Tolle uses a lot is if we're working a job or something that we don't like, we don't enjoy, then we will want to go ahead and live in the future. We're wanting to get to the goal of the job. We're wanting to have the job complete. We want to finish it. Let's say we want to get the reward. We want the reward at the end of the tunnel. We want that reward, and the work we're doing now is just to get us that reward. Like, you could be working a job where you can't wait to get off on Friday, and all day long Friday you're unhappy because you're working, just waiting until 4:30 or 5 comes around when you can just leave. So the as Eckhart Tolle says, the present moment becomes a means to an end. And every time we're doing that, we're creating stress in our body because we're not whole. We're not at one. We can only be at one with what we're doing right now. If my attention is on my past or on my future, if I want it to be in my future, yet I'm here, I'm creating stress, and my body will feel it. There'll be tension. I'll be unhappy. I won't be enjoying what I'm doing. I'll be really in bad situation. And this is what everybody's doing. We're all doing this every single day. Even a positive image of a happier future creates stress in our bodies. And it creates emotions. Like, every time I think about the future, if it's a happy thing or, like, let's say a pleasurable thing, I'll feel some energy around that. Because my body's reacting as if it's real. I'm so identified with my thoughts that my body reacts as though it's real. Yet it's stressful because it's not real. It's not really happening. So the future, Eckhart Tolle says, is where we go for fulfillment. We're constantly projecting into the future, into our mind, images of what we want. I was walking back from a hike. My hike is always hiking out for a half an hour or so, and then resting, meditating, and then I hike back. And so I was walking back, I saw my mind projecting images of myself being in my car, starting my car, going home, eating breakfast, blah, 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 blah. And all of a sudden I caught myself. Here I am walking down the road, and it's beautiful out there. It's just absolutely beautiful. I'm not enjoying it. I am in my head. I'm in the future. No matter how we try, though, we cannot live in a concept. We can only live in what's real. We can only live in reality. Our bodies cannot live in a mentally created world. Our body has to live in reality, which is now. Here and now. So how can we be more in the present? The present is really where it's at. Any real joy or happiness you have in life can only come in the present. All the good things that we want in life always happen in the present. You know, and even the really best things that could happen to us, oftentimes our mind can't even stand it for a second that we're there. It immediately rushes in and starts labeling and creating dialogue. It feels so threatened by the present. So threatened by the present. So I guess, you know, the first step is to be aware. Just look. Look and see how much time you spend thinking. And thinking that you are those thoughts. Like, I can think about my childhood, which I often do. I'm a Cancer. Cancer is a sign of memory. My mother is a Cancer. She collects pictures of the family. And she holds on to those pictures for dear life. It's like that is her identity. It's her past. And I'm that way, too, in my own way, very past. And in my past, I have a sense of sadness. I feel the sense of sadness when I go back to the past because I had an unhappy childhood. There was a lot of pain and suffering in my childhood. So I get a sense of who I am from going back into my past, and who I am is an unhappy person. Now, if I want to be happy in my life, I can't continue to identify with the thoughts of myself. It's not going to work. I have to learn to come back. I have to learn to be here in the present. So the first thing is to become aware of how much of our energy and our time is spent in the past and in the future. All the good things that we want in the future, our story is in the past. And our story means who we think we are, our sense of who we are. Oh, I'm the person that did this and did that and did this and did that. And this happened to me and that happened to me and these people hurt me. This is my story. This is who I am. This is where we get our sense of who we are, through our past. Very interesting. And yet it's not who we are. But until we have an opportunity to experience ourselves in the present, that's the best we can come up with. That's the best we can come up with. And is it any wonder that we are so susceptible to advertising and all these things in the world today? We're so susceptible to all that because we're so unhappy. We cannot even be in the present for a moment. So the advertisers will just throw things in front of us. This will make you happy. This will make you happy. This will make you happy. And we believe it. We go along with it. So being aware of how much I spend my time in the past and present, when I first started practicing this, I thought, oh, my God, this is impossible. I'll never be able to be in the present moment. I am just totally, I mean, my mind is so powerful. It is always gone. It's always taken me on a ride. It's amazing. I was overwhelmed when I started to look. You might feel that way, too. I almost felt like giving up, but I didn't. One thing I realized, though, that just dawned on me recently, which I think has been very helpful to me, is I came up with, it just dawned on me, I was walking back from the hike, caught myself going into the future a lot, you know, because the hike's almost over and, you know, I'm winding down from my experience of being in the woods. My mind's jumping in, talking about what I'm going to do. Picture myself at my car, not being here with myself, walking down this dirt road in the mountains. And I realized, hey, wait a minute. And this idea, I get to walk right now. This is the expression that came into my mind. I get to do something. Like, so as I was walking, I get to walk right now. So all of a sudden, just saying that brought me into the present moment. So just think about whatever you're doing right now, ask yourself and just say to yourself, I get to do this. You might be sitting there somewhere. Most of you are probably sitting somewhere. Just ask, say, I get to sit right now. I get to sit. And that has a power to it. For me, it was really powerful because it brought my awareness to the present moment into what I was doing and brought me back into my experience. I get to do this. It's an affirmation of being in the present. You know, if I'm out in the woods meditating, I get to meditate. If I'm here doing my radio show, I get to talk. I get to have this radio show. I get to talk to everybody. I get to share ideas. Whatever it is I'm doing, I get to do it. And, you know, this is the opposite of I have to. Like if I was in a hurry to get back to my car, I have to walk so I can get to my car. I have to walk to get to my, so I can get to my car. Now, though, I get to walk. I get to walk because I love walking. It is an amazing feeling just to walk. Just to feel my body moving and to feel and hear and experience what it's like to walk through, it's like, I don't know how to explain it, but it's like billions of molecules are flowing by me as I'm pushing through this air, walking down this wherever. I get to do that. It brings my awareness into the present moment. I highly recommend that as a practice. To say I get to, whatever it is. If you find yourself going off into your mind, and you will, you'll find yourself doing that all the time if you start paying attention to that. Just ask yourself, what am I doing right now? And what do I get to do right now? What do I get to be or do? I get to be silent right now. I get to meditate. I get to listen. I get to be aware. I have an opportunity here. It's being given to me by the universe, which is a loving universe. if you start practicing this, I think you're going to find out very quickly that you are actually in a most amazing world like you never knew before. And if you can pull yourself out of that past and future for just a few seconds, you'll get a glimpse of what real life is really about. It's wonderful. Okay, so that concludes our talk tonight. This is where you get to make a phone call if you would like to talk to me. All of you out there who are thinking of calling, this is the best time to do it. We're going to play a song from my CD called Bhakti Rock. And we're going to take your calls. So now's the time to call on any of the lines. We're going to start tonight with the song Krishna Lullaby, and we'll be right back.
Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. Sri Krishna Govinda, Hare Murare, Jai Rama Sita Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. Sri Krishna Govinda, Hare Murare, Jai Sita Rama, Rama Rama, Hare
Welcome back, everybody. That was the Krishna Lullaby from my CD, Bhakti Rock. And now the lines are open, and we have, from Spokane, we have Cindy on line four. Hello?
Hello. Hi, Robert.
Hi, Cindy. How are you?
I'm good. I'm a Queen of Hearts, Eight of Diamonds, and I've been
born,
playing Eight of Hearts.
Are you September 25th, 1954?
1959.
Oh, 59. Okay.
Mm-hmm.
Great. Well, great. What can I do for you this evening?
Okay, well, I want you to look up a card for me. I just broke it off with my boyfriend from 6.5 years. He was a Three of Diamonds.
Uh-huh.
And
what birthday was he?
I'm March 20th.
Okay.
And so I just met someone, and his birthday is July 31st.
Mm-hmm.
And it feels like we have a really, really good connection. But I just wanted to have you look at my cards and see what you're looking at.
Well, you know, you have great connections with July 31st. Because he's a Ten of Hearts, you're a Queen of Hearts. That's a past life Venus connection right there.
Uh-huh.
That's pretty good.
Yeah, I know. What about the Mars and the cosmic lesson one, though?
Well, the most important thing is that Venus connection. It's predominant in this. He's a Leo. He has no ruling card. That's different
right.
than his birth card. He basically has the Five of Spades and the Jack of Clubs. And you don't have strong connections with, really, either one of those cards.
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
Now, why do you
have
those cards?
There is Mars connection and so forth, but it's not as close to the top as this Venus connection. This Venus connection predominates the relationship. It's the reason that you are even interested in him.
Mm-hmm.
Well,
so it looks pretty good, huh?
Yeah, I mean, what's his history? Do you know his history?
Well, he was married for 20 years,
uh-huh.
and he's been divorced for 5, and he's a public CFO for the city.
Uh-huh. Okay.
So he's into finances. He's got 5 kids.
Uh-huh.
Which is quite a bit.
That's a lot, yeah.
Yeah. Yeah.
Well, you know, my only reservation about any Ten of Hearts is that some of them are pathological liars.
Oh, they are?
Yeah.
Well, I'm a heart.
What's that?
I'm a heart.
I didn't say heart. I said Ten of Hearts.
Oh, Ten of Hearts.
Yeah.
Ah.
It's
oh,
just the Ten of Hearts that has that potential problem.
Mm-hmm.
Not any heart.
Oh.
No, I wasn't saying about any heart. As a matter of fact, most hearts are not like that. But the Ten of Hearts can, you know, they can have, like, multiple marriages going at the same time. There's all kinds of little crafty stuff they can be up to.
Mm-hmm.
But, you know, it's less likely in Leo birthdays.
Uh-huh.
It's not out of the question, but it's less likely. So I would just take it slow until you get to know him a little bit.
Okay.
And remember that he's got a photographic memory, and he can remember every lie. If he is lying, it'll be very hard to catch him. It'll be very hard because he can remember everything he told everybody.
Well, I'm pretty intuitive, though. I would sense it.
Oh, okay. Well, good.
Yeah.
That's
good. So how's my year looking here? Can you tell me a little something?
When did you break up with this other guy, the Three of Diamonds?
Yeah, a couple of weeks ago. But we broke up last year around March for about 4 months.
Uh-huh.
And got back together.
That must have been pretty hard, the breakup, huh?
Yeah, I mean...
Looks like it was.
Different, yeah.
Happened in your Saturn. Goodbye, Mr. King of Hearts. He was a King of Hearts karma card, did you know?
Yeah, so what does that mean?
That's why you were so attracted to him.
Oh.
That's why it felt so right.
Mm-hmm.
Because you're a queen and he's a king.
Oh. So that's how it goes on the karma card? Or the...
Well, he's a Nine of Spades ruling card, which has a King of Hearts as a karma card. And that's where you connected with him. That's why you had a King of Hearts.
He could have been the Seven of Diamonds, though, right?
What's that?
He could have been the Seven of Diamonds or the Nine of Spades.
Yeah, but I'm pretty sure he's... No, I think that birthday is always the Nine of Spades, I'm pretty sure.
Oh, okay.
And the thing is, like, you had a King of Hearts in Saturn in your last period. You had a King of Hearts and a Five of Hearts, right?
In Saturn?
Yeah.
This year, you mean, or last year?
Yeah, just 2 weeks ago.
Oh, yeah. Uh-huh.
And that King of Hearts was him.
That's so that shows the breakup there, right?
That's who you were breaking up with, the King of Hearts.
That's
who he was to you.
See, I couldn't see that in the cards. I kept trying to see it. It showed up, I think, in the Eight of Diamonds, finally, I looked.
Yeah, well, it was in the fact that he is a King of Hearts. Especially to you.
I can't hear you.
I said he's a King of Hearts, especially to you. I mean.
So you think that he was a better match for me?
Well, no, not. There's no such thing as better or worse. Everything has its, you know, good and bad sides.
Mm-hmm.
But you certainly had a marriage connection with him.
A marriage connection?
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
But then, you know, Three of Diamonds can't make up their mind.
Are smart?
They can't make up their mind.
Okay, yeah. Yeah.
They can't.
I've been married 4 times, so.
Yeah. You're experienced.
I'm pretty true to the card.
You're experienced.
So, he was pretty safe on that one. I don't.
Yeah. Well, no, your year looks fine. I mean, I don't see much else happening between now and your birthday. But you do have a Ten of Hearts result this year, and you just met the guy. So what do you think that means?
Well, that's pretty cool.
Yeah.
I showed up right there.
Yeah, he's right there. He's right there right now. He's Mr. Right Now. As they say in some movies or something.
Mm-hmm.
He's there. So... You got it made.
Okay. Well, thank you.
Oh, you're welcome, Cindy. Great. Thanks for being my guest tonight.
Yeah, I appreciate it.
You have a great evening.
Okay, you too.
All
okay.
Right. Bye. Okay, we're going to take another break right now. We're going to listen to the song Sri Ram, and when we come back, if we have callers, we will take your call. Now is the time, folks. The lines are open.
Talking about
Ram He Sita Ram He Hanuman Lakshmana Ram He Raja Ram
CD Bhakti Rock. You know, we have one caller waiting, but I want you all to know that we need more callers, because if we don't get some call-ins here soon, we're going to end this show a lot earlier than usual. So, hope you call in. Okay, waiting patiently online, some line, is Kay from Fremont. Are you there, Kay? Hello? I don't hear
Hello?
Kay. Oh, there you go.
Hello?
Is this Kay?
Yes.
Hi, Kay. How are you?
Can you hear me?
I can hear you now. Yes, I can. I can hear you now.
Okay. I really enjoyed your talk tonight. That was really good.
Oh, well, thank you. You live in Fremont, California?
Yes.
Oh, you're pretty close to where I live.
I just came to your house.
Oh, you were there? Oh,
yeah.
Sorry.
Yeah, that was great too.
Oh, thank
really
you.
Enjoyed that.
Thank you. So your birthday is July 10th, 1963. I need to tell my listening audience so they can look you up.
Okay.
Is that correct?
Yes.
Okay.
By the diamond.
Yeah.
7 o'clock.
Okay. So now's the time where you get to tell me what you want me to talk about.
I wanted to ask you about karma cards. You mentioned that on your last call about seeing someone as their karma card. And
yeah.
I don't know that much about the karma card. So I was wondering if you could give me some information on that.
Yeah, sure. Well, you know that you have karma cards, right?
Yes.
You know what, and you know what your karma cards are, which numbers they are and stuff.
From in the book.
Okay. So one of your karma cards, like you're a 5 of diamonds, and your first karma card is a 9 of diamonds, and your second karma card.
Oh, these are the ones. Oh, I know what they are. I'm sorry. It's the one that you owe to, and then they owe to you.
Yes. But the story goes deeper than that. Yes, that's kind of like the quick version, yes. But see, these karma cards are also cards that we can consider to be you, like a significator of you. So, like, if I was in a relationship with you, I would not just be in a relationship with your five of diamonds. I would also be in a relationship with your nine of diamonds and three of clubs, which are your karma cards. That's the rest of the story.
Okay.
So, like, in other words, these karma cards, they represent people that you would meet in your life with whom you have karmic connections. But they also represent different parts of our own personality, our own karma, as it were. So,
okay.
So the first karma card represents our negative karma.
Okay, so it's my nine of diamonds.
Yeah. So five of diamonds people, their negative karma card is the nine of diamonds, and that can represent difficulties in letting go of things at certain times in their lives, like hanging on, things of this nature.
Yeah, I have that.
Yeah, that's kind of the way that it can show up.
Okay.
And then your second karma card is the one that represents your good karma, is the three of clubs, which gives you a tremendous creative ability, and maybe even like creative writing ability.
Okay.
Yeah.
Well, that's good.
And that comes natural to you. That's why a lot of Five of Diamonds can be successful authors if they choose to.
Okay. That's something I've always been interested in, but I've never really totally pursued it. But it's always been there in the back of my mind.
But if you want to look at connections with other, if you want to look at connections to other people, for example, Seven of Clubs has an Eight of Diamonds and Jack of Spades karma card. Your ruling card. So we look at those too. We look at the connections you have with other people from your ruling card and its karma cards as well. And what I was doing with the Queen of Hearts was, she was in a relationship with a man who was a Nine of Spades ruling card, which has a King of Hearts karma card. And that's why she was in a relationship with him, because her Queen of Hearts relates so strongly to the King of Hearts. I mean, that's, every queen's looking for her king, see? And then what was interesting is when they broke up, she had the King of Hearts there as a divorce, as getting divorced from a King of Hearts. That was very interesting. It wasn't, you know, it wasn't a, the Five of Hearts and Saturn is a divorce card. She, that's what she had. But it wasn't a Five of Hearts with a Nine of Spades, or even a Three of Diamonds, his other cards. It was with his karma card, the King of Hearts. So it made it very interesting, I think, to notice that that's how it showed up for her. That's how he showed up during the breakup, was as his karma card, which tells me that's what he really was to her. On one level, he was the man, he was the king that she was looking for as the queen, you know? So anyway, hope I didn't confuse you with all that information, but I just wanted to kind of do that.
No, it's very interesting.
Oh, great.
There's so many layers.
Yeah, there's more to the story if you want to get into it. You know, there's a lot there. So, but, you know, you don't need to learn all that stuff right now. Just take your time.
Okay.
So thanks for being my guest tonight. You're the second caller tonight.
Okay. Thank you.
Anything else, Kay?
Oh, yeah. Well, if you have time for my 45th year is coming up soon, July 10th.
Yeah.
And I was wondering if you could see, for, I know that this is a big year for me.
Yeah. Well, the thing you need to keep in mind the most is that it's a blessed year.
Okay. And can I ask this? Do you see anything in the career?
Well, what do you want to have happen?
Oh, I don't know if there are any changes or.
Well, see, the way no changes are going to happen unless you let that happen.
Yeah, that's true.
So, you know, the question is, what do you want to have happen?
Yeah.
Do you want to change? Do you want a change of career?
Well, not necessarily. I guess maybe it's just I guess it seems to open up to have more creativity in my system.
What kind of work are you doing right now?
Because I'm very happy with the job that I have. I'm a telecom engineer.
So you're a telecom what?
Engineer.
Oh, engineer. Okay. Okay. Boy, that's quite a technical job you got going there.
Yeah.
You must be a little genius.
Well, I've learned a lot. I've been doing it now for about 7 years.
Have you seen that comic? You're familiar with Dilbert, I'm sure.
Yes.
There's a little movie on the web you can watch about it. It's from one of his shows where his mom takes him, as a little boy, takes him to the doctor because he's always tearing everything apart, you know, in her house. And then he says, yeah. And Doc says, well, all kids do that. He goes, yeah, but he puts it back together again. So the short of it is that at the end she goes, oh, no. He goes, yes, your son's going to be an engineer.
Engineer.
He won't have much of a life, but he'll be a genius. It's really funny.
Yep.
I should send that to you. It's fun. But this next year is a really good year, and if you want to start a new job, you absolutely can, and if you do, it'll be good because you have an eight-stage environment. It's an excellent year for starting something new, if that's what you want. And you have the millionaire's card next year as well.
Oh.
So you have a lot of good things to look forward to this coming year.
Okay.
So, I mean, you could even get married if you want. Do you have a Queen of Hearts environment? Are you already married? Maybe I forgot to ask.
No, I'm not.
Okay, well.
I've been in a relationship for a couple years.
You're in one? Are you looking? Or you haven't been in one?
I'm in one. Yeah.
You're in one?
No, I'm in one. I've been in one. Yeah, I've been in a relationship for the last couple of years.
Yeah. Well, you could get married this year.
Okay.
Again, if that's what you want.
If that's what I want, right. Yeah.
Because you have a very strong marriage card this year coming up. So it's always a choice, you know.
Mm-hmm.
But every year has some challenges or problems. But this is going to be a year you look back on and go, that was a really nice year. That was a great year.
Oh, good.
All right?
Well, good. Yeah. And I guess it's always as good as you make it, right?
well, yes, it's true, but there are some years that are better, easier on us than others, too, you know.
Oh, that's true.
There's years when it's just easier to have everything manifest, so forth. So, the 45th year is always a blessed year, even though it is possible to have negative experiences, even in that year. Certain people have done it. It's overall usually considered to be very favorable for most people.
Well, it's great. I'm looking forward to a good year.
Yes. Well, thanks for being my guest tonight, Kay.
Okay, thank you. Will you be having any more classes? Okay.
Yeah, I will be. I just haven't decided on what my next topic might be. If you have any ideas, give me a call or email me.
Oh, okay. All right.
Like what class would you like to see? You know, like that kind of thing.
Okay.
That's always helpful. All right, Kate, thanks for calling. I'll tell Desiree that you called in tonight.
Okay, thanks. I'll wear the coil.
All right, I will.
Okay. All right.
Good night.
Bye.
Bye. Okay, we're going to take another short break. We're going to play the song Rama Rama. And if we have some calls, we're going to stay on the line and take more calls. And if we don't, we're going to end the show early. So we'll be right back after Rama Rama. Welcome back, everybody. This is Robert Lee Camp, and we have Annalyn waiting on one of the lines from Florida. Are you there, Annalyn?
Hello.
Hi, Annalyn. How are you?
I'm good. Thank you.
And you're such a rare birthday that we're treasured to have you on the show.
Oh, thank you.
You are December 29th, right?
I am.
1971.
Correct.
Welcome to the show.
Thank you. I am very new to all that you offer and talk about, I have to tell you.
Okay, well, appreciate the honesty. So, what can I do for you this evening? Did you have a specific question you wanted to find an answer
to? I do.
Good.
I've been rolling around my pretty little head lately that it would be a very wholesome experience to have a three-way relating with my boyfriend and another girl. And my boyfriend happens to be a Jack of Hearts.
Uh-huh. What birthday is he?
Oh, gosh. La, 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 la. Oh, my goodness.
I didn't mean to put you on the spot.
I forget. Why did I go blank just now?
I don't know. Could that be saying...
He's a Virgo.
Oh, okay. Okay, he's a Virgo.
Yeah.
Okay.
Does that help? It's all a very new relationship.
Okay.
Yeah.
Sure.
And the third party is the Nine of Clubs.
Yeah. And so is your boyfriend.
Mm-hmm.
That's his ruling card. That's his secondary card. Not
mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Okay. So
I was wondering if you had any insights about that.
Well, I mean, you guys are all very compatible. I can say that much. You know, and most of you, you know, all of you are in this line of cards. It's called the heart line. So even though you're a heart, your boyfriend's a heart, even this other guy, the Nine of Clubs, he's a heart too, because he's in the heart line.
Mm-hmm.
So for you guys, love and sex is everything.
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
Mm-hmm.
So are you guys going to have actually a relationship or planning a relationship of three people or just have sex or what?
You know, I think it's going to very much be a friendship to begin with, and anything else is going to be walked into carefully, if it will.
Okay. All right. Well, you know, but you hinted about something about having something, I mean, something unusual.
Well, yeah, there's an interest, you know, by all three.
Okay.
Yeah, absolutely.
All right. Well, you know, I looking in your cards, you are in your best period of the year until July 26th. And July 26th is when you enter your Saturn period, which happens every year, July 26th to September 16th. That's your most challenging period of the year every year.
Mm-hmm.
All right. So, have you ever had a baby?
Yes.
Okay. You have a baby influence this year.
Ah.
I mean, it's not like a definite thing, but it's there. So I'd be aware of that if I were you.
Extra careful, yes.
Well, just, yeah, being aware, because if you're not being aware, you might accidentally or unintentionally, I should say.
Mm-hmm.
I don't believe in accidents, but
mm-hmm.
you might, you know, do something that you weren't intending to do.
Mm-hmm.
So it's possible because you have a baby card as your result for the end of the year.
Okay.
There's nothing. Oh, by the way, what's the Nine of Clubs person's birthday? Do you know what his sign is or his birthday?
Oh, it's a she.
Oh, she. Okay. Is she?
And August.
She's a Leo?
Yes.
Oh, okay. Well, that's all good. That's all good. I don't see any problems. I don't see any indications of her in an outstanding way in your spread this year. Not saying she's not there, but not showing up in a big way. Oh, actually, she is there. I just found her. I was looking in a different place. Oh, yeah, she's there.
Mm-hmm.
Definitely there. So I think this is going to probably proceed.
Ah.
Oh. I'd be willing to bet that's going to happen.
Mm-hmm.
So is that helpful for you?
Yes, it is. Thank you.
You're all compatible, so I don't really see a problem.
Mm-hmm.
Do you see any chance that she might steal your boyfriend away?
I don't think so.
Just checking. Well, I know he likes her. I can tell by the card that he really likes her.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
But I don't know if he likes her so much that he would want to give you, you know, want to be with her exclusively or something like that. I can't
mm-hmm.
say. I sort of doubt it, but just wanted to ask that question.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
All right, Annalyn, thank you for being my guest.
Thank you.
You're very welcome. Good luck with everything.
Okay, thank you.
If you want to call us back some other time and let us know how things are going, we'd love to hear back.
Oh, sure, absolutely.
All right, great.
Thanks a lot, Robert.
Have a nice night.
Yes, bye-bye.
All right, good night. Okay, we're ready for another break tonight. We're going to listen to the song Om Namah Shivaya. And if we have any callers, we're going to stay on. We'll be right back after Om Namah Shivaya. Welcome back, everybody. This is Robert Lee Camp, and we're having a slow night for callers tonight, so we're going to call it a night a little early. Hope you're having a great day. Now you can go and get some rest. We're going to end our show with the Gayatri Mantra. Just sit back and take in the vibrations and enjoy, and I hope you have a great week. We'll see you next week, same time. Good night.
Bhargo Devasya Vimahi Deyo Yo Details of a simple and proven system that quickly puts $5,000 to $10,000 in many students' pockets every week. What's most amazing is that there are almost no computer skills required, and you can start pulling in cash automatically within just a few hours. We are absolutely convinced that our proven system will create massive wealth for virtually anyone, and we'll prove it. Go to bbscashflow.com now and get all the details. That's bbscashflow.com.